Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome, brothers and sisters. Welcome, welcome to another episode of ShedanRadio.com, AshtagTV.com, and always the Archangel Michael joining us in light and love, always present. Wishing you, every single one of our brothers and sisters, a amazing, you know, ascension and great time is upon us. We are, you know, just feeling the amazing upgrades, the amazing energies of the photon belt, just completely transforming us inside and out, and it's, you know, all the happening, it's all happening in the now moment. I mean, it's there is not a secret that we are all being helped and empowered by our beloved galactic and angelic families. So this is brothers and sisters, this is the time that we've been waiting for. This is the amazing time. I thank you all for listening either live or at any time on this show, originally broadcasted in February 27, 2016. Broadcasted live from the heart, 8 p.m. Los Angeles, California, in 10 p.m. Midwest, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 a.m. in Argentina, 4 a.m. in UK, 5 a.m. in Paris, 10 a.m. in Jakarta, Indonesia. Blessings, brothers. Thank you for all for attending this call. There is just so much happening. It's all great and amazing. I'm telling you, it's just such a good news. I mean, the amazing amount of a transformation in happening. It's like, wow, it's just, I cannot begin to tell you that it's really, really transforming from caterpillars to amazing, you know, galactic angelic butterflies. We are completely transforming. We are being, we're understanding, like, did you know that, for instance, that the connection to, you know, your God, Goddess self or higher self is right at your fingertips. Yeah, that's right. It's your DNA. Your DNA RNA is your connection to your higher self. It's always there. It's always there available to you. And I invite you to meditate with us. Join me. Join us at 11:11 a.m. And 11:11 p.m. local time. Your local time. You are the temple. Wherever you are, it doesn't matter. Wherever you are, there you are. Just close your eyes and breathe. Breathe, brother and sister. Just inhale. Your breathing. The love. The most amazing memory of love that you can imagine. Just breathing that into your, you know, awareness, into your consciousness, wherever you are, brother and sister, and that is going to, you know, transform your day, making you feel better, bringing you, you know, more joy throughout your day, throughout your now moment, every time you do it. And just amazingly, it's automatically, you know, when you are able to be more in contact with our, you know, higher selves, and this is it. This is, you know, the time that we can, you know, do it more and more through the meditation, through the love, through the shining from your heart, you know, to every direction, every direction, just shine on, just visualize, you know, close your eyes and visualize, you know, your heart shining on to every direction. I send you, you know, a amazing, beautiful rainbow from my heart to your heart. Just visualize that. Just visualize sending rainbows to every ley line around the earth, to every, you know, region that requires love, that requires your rainbow of light, your rainbow of divinity, and the rainbow of every single divine, you know, color and divine archangel that represents each color of the rainbow. And that rainbow that is being sent and received through your heart and to your heart is being, you know, sent to every single man, woman, and child on earth, as well as to Mother Earth and to all the kingdoms, helping amazing transformation that is occurring at this time, and that we are elevating, we're evolving. And the more that you are, you know, becoming more love and more forgiving, then that's how you are ascending. That's it. That is the you know, the great thing. Our brother Neil McQuincy said that events are still moving on at a fast pace, and the possibility of interference is becoming much less as the power of the dark ones is being diminished. Much depends upon their ability to continue funding their needs, and it is slowly becoming more difficult as their activities are being affected by the lack of funds. The higher powers will continue to restrict their activities for many years. Now, however, their options are becoming more limited, and they struggle to keep their projects moving. Many times they have tried to get around the limitations imposed upon them. However, it is to no avail, and they are unable to carry on with their plans to start a third world war. It's not going to happen, brothers and sisters, no matter what you hear. This is your brother, Ashtar Sharon, right here, speaking from the heart. It's not going to happen. It's not going to be no third world war, no matter how many, you know, puppet media talking heads will tell you that. No matter how many of them will tell you that, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, period. And have been told in no certain terms that in no circumstances will they be allowed to start one. I'm telling you, just agree to it and declare with me, it's going to happen. No war is going to happen. You have that power with you. Just say no. You say no, that it's not going to happen no matter what. You don't allow that. Do not allow that. Don't give your power away, brothers and sisters. Don't let these liars, warmongers in governments, let tell you that is the war is good. It's not good. Every single, you know, time that any country has been supposedly held by these forces of evil, of this, you know, so-called armed forces, they just come to destroy, rape, and completely, you know, brutalize every country that they attend, every country that they supposedly come to help, and they come and completely steal everything, you know, that these poor countries have. And we have many, many cases that I can tell, including, you know, Libya, including, you know, Iraq, including Afghanistan, including, you know, now, you know, Ukraine, you know, they completely, you know, stole their gold, stole their, you know, their culture by raping and robbing, you know, their, you know, government and their from the bankers' point of view, and from, you know, the control they made. All the they give loans and while they're, you know, taking a lot of state properties and state, you know, gold and stuff like that. But anyway, meanwhile, you know, moves to enable disclosure, guys, to go forward are well advanced, and nothing will be allowed to prevent it from being announced. Other issues that are also planned to bring out the truth are proceeding well. On many fronts, people are finding the courage to tell their truth, and they will be protected. The lies are no longer being accepted, and the cover-up is being exposed. The time for the release of the truth has now arrived, and when history is rewritten, it will be remembered as the time of revelations. The truth is so different to what you have been led to believe that, in fact, many will find it incredible that you could have been misled for so long. The peaceful lives you have yearned for will soon be within your grasp, and the changes will eventually be worldwide. All that has prevented you from enjoying your entitlement will be overcome, and nothing of the old unacceptable ways will be allowed to remain. Your needs will be covered so that eventually you shall be able to enjoy life to the full. The bad dream that you are just emerging from will end, and much assistance be given to you so that necessary changes are manifested. They will, of course, require your help along with your extraterrestrial friends and families who have accompanied you on your journey. Even in your lifetimes, there have been several occasions on which they have prevented major catastrophes. Okay? They have completely stopped, you know, nuclear warheads to work or anything, you know, that would be, you know, in putting in jeopardy the entire, you know, consciousness, galactic consciousness, you know, because they see that anything that is a nuclear can not just hurt, you know, humanity, but also the entire cosmos. So that's why they're here. They've been stopping for many, many years. You know, there's a major, you know, heads of in very high positions. They have testified, Greer and many other, you know, whistleblowers. They have stepped forward and said, you know what, yeah, I work in this and that position, and I was ordered to do this and to do that. There's so many high-ranking, you know, politicians as well as, you know, army personnel. They are, you know, telling the truth about so many situations. They have been worked on the black projects, etc., etc., etc. So there is a time that is approaching when you shall have a close relationship with beings who have lived within your earth. You know, the so-called Akantans and so many other breakaway civilizations that lived inside. They see that you have evolved sufficiently for them to make themselves known to you. There will also be others from off Earth who will help you with your transition to becoming galactic being. Also, that event is still quite a way off. A wonderful future awaits you that will more than compensate for all the lives you have had in the lower vibrations. You have learned much over a long period of time, and it will considerably help you with future experiences. As you're finding out, life is a whole series of experiences that have prepared you for greater things. Take the lessons of life seriously, as they have much to teach you that will enable you to rise up beyond the need to spend further lives on Earth. No one is any greater or lesser than anyone else, as it is simply a matter of where you are on the ladder of evolution. Help your fellow travelers where you can, as a kind word or a helping hand can be very uplifting. Karma is neither good or bad, in as much as that it simply covers lessons that need to be learned if you are to continue evolving. Regardless of what experiences you go through, be assured, brother and sister, that they are necessary. Although some are voluntary and result from a desire to help another soul evolve, so try to do your best in all circumstances, knowing that there is much to your credit in helping others. Okay? The Dark Ones have encouraged you to see others as separate from you, whereas you are all one. So look beyond the outer covering, as all of you have come from the source of all that is. Also remember that a soul has many lives experiencing in all races. As this is the end of a solar cycle, it is time when many souls will ascend. Okay? Having, you know, rising above the lower vibrations, those who have not achieved the high level will continue as before in a new cycle. There is another opportunity to make progress. No one is left without help, and it is freely given when requested. Also, it may not be exactly as expected. In the lower vibrations, you can experience great happiness, but also sorrow, and both will further your evolution. So please read out the rest of the message at ashtarsheranradio.com. ashtarsheranradio.com. That is A like Apple, S like Sam, H like Hello, T like Tom, A like Apple, R like Robert, is Ashtar. Then Sheran, S like Sam, H like Hello, E like Edward, R like Robert, A like Apple, A like Nancy, that's Sheran. And then Radio. You know, R like Radio, A like Apple, D like Day, I like Ice Cream, O like Oscar, .com, .com. So that's ashtarsheranradio.com. Please listen to the rest of the message and or read it and then link to Mike Quincy's wonderful website, the Tree of the Golden Light website, that you can also, you know, check out for many other messages, the Golden Light .com website. So thank you to our brother for amazing work, great channeling, and we send light and love to everyone that is participating in this amazing disclosure that is just so such a good time, you know. This is the time that we've been, you know, waiting for. So what you resist, you persist. Just remember that. What you resist, you persist. What you resist, you persist. So be careful what you're, you know, focusing on, brother and sister. Make sure that what you persist, you resist, you persist. And make sure that when you're focusing is good, that you're going to co-create a better day and better nights for yourself, for your loved one, for your family, for your entire humanity. So the question is humanity on the brink of something big, huge, enormous? You know, the negative ones say that what is coming is World War III, okay? And the positive ones, you know, like the love and light and love workers, like we say, that something wonderful is coming, abundance is coming, prosperity is coming, okay? I agree and declare coming. That's what I agree, you know what I mean? Because I am the positive side. I am telling you, everything is happening that is good. And even if you don't see it yet, and you don't hear it on the mainstream news, because they're lie news. You know, everything they said is lies, 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 lies. And they mix, you know, lies with truths and et cetera. But over, you know, they try to lower your vibration, lower, to, you know, make you mind control you literally with all kinds of negative thinking, negative words that co-create what they want, okay? So, one thing that I wanted to share with you is that you are strategically placed wherever you are, there you are. Brother and sister, wherever you are, there you are. You know, don't feel lonely, don't feel, you know, whatever is happening right now, just remember that you are the being of light, that you are eternal, and that whatever you are doing is a mission appointed by yourself, that you raise your hand, you know, when God, the creator of all that is, and our brother, you know, Jesus, and our brother Ashtar, from the Ashtar Command, and many other civilizations or ascended masters, they came to you and said, you know, we need the bravest of the brave. And guess what? You raise your hand. You said, I go. You said, I go. You said, I go. You raise your hand, brother and sister. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Okay? Nothing to fear but fear itself. Because you know what? You are where you are. because you agreed to it. You are where you are because you agreed to it. You agreed to be where you are. You are strategically placed for a reason. Capisce? And this is a wonderful message, you know, precisely talking about that.
Written by Zen Gardner. I hear from so many people who feel isolated and alone during this awakening and massive paradigm shift taking place around the globe. Spouses can't wake up partners to the truth. Family members and close friends think you've gone wonky, while the mainstream matrix mouthpieces keep up their barrage of derision against anyone who dares to look past the range of their narrow blinders. It does suck. We all experience this phenomenon and the isolation that seems to accompany the wake up earth underscore grid underscore lay underscore linger is a hugely happy thought. If we're an organic, divine receivers and broadcasters in an alive and amazing all-knowing universe, perhaps we're exactly where we're each supposed to be. In fact, we're probably carefully distributed to create a worldwide grid of truth. Cool. In other words, once again, there's no mistake with synchronicity. Oh, look at all the lonely people. Connected. Are we all truly strategically positioned for the best possible effect on the cosmos and the awakening? Resonates with me, as trippy as it may seem. Why not? We're each generators, nodes, transmitters, relays, and vessels of light, truth, and love. The ultimate power of positive transformation. And we may be just where we're supposed to be, lonely or not. So take heart. So the loneliness is from what? Perhaps devised separateness, a systematically broken down and compartmentalized imposed society of induced helpless creatures supposedly awaiting the touch of a distant god or some romantic other to free them. All based on conceptual lies of separateness. They do try, don't they? Yes, we need emotional bonding, but within a constructive framework. The purpose of the imposed matrix is to break us down to negative, deeply entropic self-degrading emotions and responses, fight or flight left brain reactions, and self-flagellating flailings about in the mystic. And then bonding to their idols of confusion and materialistic insanity for so-called security. Wrong. Clearly wrong. Don't let anybody fall for it. Positioning be and broadcast where you are. This is perhaps a revolutionary idea, but nothing that's not already in place. I contend that to not realize this is to decrease the intensity and effectiveness of our power grid. Immensely. Those of you who've awakened to this realization of the importance of now consciousness know what I'm talking about. That humanity has been distracted from this knowledge and understanding through false teaching, amusements and entertainment is one of history's greatest lies and tragedies for humankind. We can't all be physically together, except in a very large concept. And the truth warriors with whom we each communicate are often in far-flung locations and operate in their own personal nexus. But in the grid, we are already one. Turn it up and shine. We are one and now. Who knows? Hardly any of us are completely mobile and ready to join up and live with other truth advocates. Some are doing it, and if that's what we're supposed to do, we'll do it. We'll each keep evolving according to conscious unraveling. To relieve some angst for those worrying about this feeling. We are where we're supposed to be at any time, in any place. Fear not. Hope you enjoyed the ride. Spread the truth. We each make a huge difference. Light workers.
Well, you know, you're strategically placed. Whatever we are, there we are. Whatever we are, there we are. And, you know, just like you are, I can tell you that I am Ashtar. Supreme Commander of the Galactic Federation Fleet, the Ashtar Command also known. We have millions and millions of ships from all over the galaxy, and we are united under the banner of love. We are angels and masters of the light, coming to you in peace and incredible joy. Our current mission is to assist Mother Gaia, including you and all of her kingdoms, to shift into the fifth dimension and beyond, and the long-awaited golden age. We are working with, you know, my brother Jesus Christ, as you know him, also known as Lord Sananda, Saint Germain, and the entire company of ascended masters from your planet. And most importantly, there are many among us who have chosen to serve in human embodiment, and we have put out a wake-up call to them. And since you have come to this moment, to this radio show, you may well be a member of the Ashtar Command. So join us, brother. Join us. Let's be in touch. Send us your love at ashtarshiranradio.com, ashtartv.com, and or directoryofus.com/donate. directoryofus/donate. Okay. What's the best nation in the world? Donation. Okay. So help our cause, brothers and sisters. Help us make a movie with your name and or your website on the film's credit. Help us, brother. And, you know, watch the, our last film, Crave, that you can, for a limited time only, you can, you know, watch it at weareallone.com. We is W-E-R, like Robert, A-L-L-O-N-E. It's W, like welcome, E like Edward, R like Robert, A like I, A like Apple, L like Lola, L like Lola, O like Oscar, N like Nancy, E like Edward, dot com. So it's we are like Robert, A-L-L-O-N-E dot com. We are one, just with an R. So that is, we're here, you know, each in our, you know, own way, and in our own, you know, in our own form, we are, you know, doing the best of our ability, you know what I mean? So I ask you to be, just as, you know, present as possible, as grateful as possible, because, you know, we are, you know, we are here for you. We are here for you, and you know, we are the one who we are the ones we've been waiting for, brothers and sisters. We are the ones we've been waiting for. You know, each one of us. We're all the ones who that saying, we are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones we have been waiting for. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones we've been waiting for. So yeah, brothers and sisters, that's you know, that's what's going on, you know what I mean? That is the, you know, the transformation is happening. We are you know, each one assisting the transformations that are happening. And it's all so amazing that, for instance, some of these latest news, they say, just announced the biggest event in human history. That last week, Zhou Xuan, the head of China's central bank, announced in a jargon-filled technical interview that China will no longer be paying its currency to the U.S. dollar. Instead, the Chinese yuan will be linked to a broad basket of currencies, Mr. Zhou said. Then this seemingly arcing shift could trigger a collapse in the U.S. dollar, which, as economist Peter Schiff put it, quote, will be the single largest event in human history, end quote. The fact is that 84% of the U.S. workforce is in the service sector, like, for instance, banking, government, retail, etc., meaning they don't actually make anything. In other words, the Americans don't make enough staff to pay for the staff they are getting from the rest of the world. Propaganda media is still clinging to the lie that the U.S. is the world's biggest economy and China is number two. That is outright fiction. The Chinese, for example, produce 11 times more steel than the U.S. and in the last 3 years alone have produced more concrete than U.S. used during the entire 20th century. The Chinese have decided enough it's enough and demanded the real payment for their goods, not so-called U.S. dollars. They mean nothing. They're worthless paper. The significance of the shift has been underlined by the double-digit collapse in world trade in January and the shutting of U.S. ports. Chinese exports in January fell by 11.2% per year. Some of this was related to the U.S. The message was clear. The U.S. was not going to be allowed anymore to pay for stuff with money printed out of thin air. So this Chinese move is what prompted the U.S. corporate government presidential spokesperson Barack Obama to ask Chinese elders and the Rothschild family for permission to devalue the U.S. dollar, which was, as reported here last week, denied. Okay? The failure to get permission to devalue the U.S. dollar prompted Mr. Obama's handlers to call an unscheduled emergency summit meeting of Asian heads of state last week in California. In fact, the real meeting that took place in California was between General Joseph General Mulyono, Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Armed Forces. The purpose of this meeting was to discuss gold, lots of gold, according to U.S.-based Pentagon sources and Indonesian-based CIA sources. As a result of this meeting, the U.S. was given the right to finance itself by exporting gold to China from the gigantic Freeport McMoRan mine in Papua. According to the CIA source, the gold are in turned into slurry and pumped straight into ships that take it to Hong Kong for refining. The amount is unknown, but apparently enough to keep the U.S. government functioning. Furthermore, at this meeting, the massive new platinum and gold deposits and set of bases on Indonesian island near the South China Sea, the Indonesians will get a large piece of the action plus protection in exchange for their cooperation, the sources said. The bigger story behind all of this is that the U.S. military has been building a global military alliance to make sure we don't end up with a one China world. On February 11, before the meeting with the Indonesian Army Chief General Dunford met with heads of the Japanese and South Korean armed forces, ostensibly to discuss Northern Korean missiles. The meeting was to ensure that the Japanese and Korean armed forces aligned with the Russian, U.S. and European military alliance that was sealed when the Pope met with the Russian Orthodox Patriarch Kirill on February 12th, White Dragon Society sources say. This alliance, in addition to keeping China in check, is aiming to straighten out the Middle East. On that front, Mr. Obama was instructed to tell the world that Saudi Arabia has nuclear weapons. The message being sent, according to Pentagon sources, was that it will be okay for the Russians to use nuclear weapons to attack Saudi Arabia. There is also a secret understanding that NATO will not defend Turkey if Russia attacks, the sources say. The Turks and the Saudis, along with their Nazi allies in the Ukraine, have assembled an army of their own with up to 3,500 tanks and over 3,000 high-performance aircraft and advanced missile systems. They also have at least 200 nuclear weapons supplied by Israel or stolen from NATO arsenals in Turkey. This army has been assembled to create an Islamic super state or caliphate. This state is intended to include Northern Africa, the Middle East, and large parts of Central Asia. The floods of Muslim refugees being poured into Europe are almost certainly being used as pressure to get European acquiescence to this plan. However, the Turkish and Saudi military brass, they will overthrow their political leaders if they try to order them to use this vast army in a suicidal move against the U.S.-Russian military alliance. So Saudi Arabia and Turkey are also feeling a financial pinch, respectively, from drops in oil prices and drops in trade and tourism. This pinch forced Saudi Arabia to cancel $4, $4 billion worth of military aid to Lebanon, Pentagon said. The losers in this case were, Pentagon sources said, quote, the Jewish mafia behind the French arms company. In addition, the Iranian-aligned Hezbollah is being armed by Russia, and the sources say, quote, for Russia to knock Israel, end of quote. Furthermore, the Italians have started probing Turkish President Recep Erdogan's son Bilal for money laundering. The message being sent to the Turkish leadership is that they are not above the law. Some sort of Muslim federation will arise when they thus settles, but it will arise through negotiations and plebiscites, not war, WT sources say. Meanwhile, the Pope's airplane was lasered by drug cartel operatives in Mexico last week to signal their displeasure at his efforts to cut off drug money. There are also appears to be some serious sex files type of stuff going on in relationship to all of this. Recall that the Vatican was hit by lightning revelations that ended up in the selection of Pope Francis. Then, Mecca in Saudi Arabia was hit by lightning, leading to over 100 deaths last September. Following that, a Russian research vessel showed up in Jeddah, the Saudi port close to Mecca. The search of Hussein, run by the U.S. Naval Intelligence, wrote recently that the vessel was there to transport some sort of secret weapon over in Mecca and transport it to another. This new site was described by British MI6 intelligence sources as being anywhere from 90 to 10% true, with disinformation mixed in. However, what brings our attention to this article at this time is the fact that Russian Orthodox Patriarch Kirill last week went to Antarctica to meet with a Russian ship. Pentagon sources say Kirill went to Antarctica to extend Russian claims like Papa Bulls that gave Spain much of the New World. However, there is almost certainly more to this than a simple claim on frozen land. So we thank our brother Benjamin Fonsu for the old days. And we thank you, brothers and sisters. I am Ashtar at your service, and I'm here at your service. Please call me, contact me, hire me to help you go higher, to help you understand what's going on for you or your loved one. Get this gift certificate at ashtarshenanradio.com, ashtartv, ashtarenespanol.com. And I'm here at your service. I am Ashtar at your service. Ashtar Sheran. Sheran Sheran.